月我们在这个 Alhambra 那边也有这个野餐。
Last month, over at the Alhambra Church, we also had a picnic.
我们是在那个 Arcadia 的那个 park 里边，来了差不多十几个啊，这个大人孩子，都是刚刚从大陆来的。
During last month's picnic in Arcadia, we had about 10 plus adults that came from, that just recently moved in from China.
他们在公园里头散步，一看了一大群中国人在那，又有东西吃，就参加了我们。
They were walking in the park, and all of a sudden they saw this group of Chinese having food, so they decided to join us.
所以凡是愿意的，我们都邀请。
So if they are willing, invite.
所以刚才主席讲，你假如说要去邀朋友的话，举双手，我相信我们中间应该有不少举双手的人。
So as our chairman earlier mentioned, that if you are inviting a friend, raise both hands. I believe that among us, there should be a lot of people raising both hands.
那今天呢，我们在这个宣道院里的，我就想跟弟兄姊妹们讲一个这个宣道士。
So today, during Missions Month, I would like to share with brothers and sisters about a missionary.
这个宣道士我不知道有多少人听过，他一个中文名字叫古约翰。
I do not know how many people are familiar with his name, but his Chinese name is
古约翰，Jonathan Goforth。
Jonathan Goforth.
是他的名字，他是一个加拿大人。
He is a Canadian.
这个人我称他是宣道的楷模，因为我觉得他实在是很值得我们敬佩。
I call him a model missionary because I believe that we can look up to this person.
希望他的这一生能够激励我们对宣道有更多的负担。
And maybe by studying what he has done in his life, we will also be encouraged to participate more in missions work.
我们读两节经文是在罗马书15章。
And we will be looking at two verses that can be found in the book of Romans.
我不知道为什么我选这两节经文，大概就是因为我喜欢并不一定跟古约翰有太多的联系。
I do not know why I chose these two verses. Probably it's because I personally like these two verses. It doesn't have too much to do with Jonathan Goffert.
保罗在罗马书15章20节说："我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的，将要看见。"未曾听过的，将要明白。
Romans 15, verse 20 through 21, Paul writes, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand."
我选这两节经文主要的用意是在最后这两句话。
And I chose these two passages for the last two sentences.
未曾闻知他信息的，将要看见；未曾听过的，将要明白。
Those who were not told about him will see. Those who have not heard will understand.
这个是讲到圣灵的工作。
And this talks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要忘记，传福音、侍奉主，不是人的工作。
Let us not forget that sharing the gospel, serving God Himself, is not the work of men, but rather the work of the Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们只不过是一个工具而已。
We are a vessel.
所以，让我们把荣耀、把一切的歌颂都要归于神。
So the glory and the praise should belong to God.
没有圣灵。就不可能有传道。
Without the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, there is not possible missionaries.
你传是传人的知识，没有传到神的心意、神的爱。
Because what men will be sharing is men's message, But you will not be able to pass on God's love and God's message.
因此上，我们能听到神的信息，我们能明白神信息的意义，都是靠着圣灵。
So in order for us to hear God's message, to understand God's will, is because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们机会一同来思想宣道的事情。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity in which we can examine the work of missionaries.
这是你盼望儿女每一个人都应该有这样子的心思，这样子的侍奉。
You desire that all your children have this desire to be missions, to be involved with missions work.
今天早晨，求主吸引我们的心向着你。
Lord, this morning we ask that you will attract our hearts toward you.
听你的声音。
To look, desire your words.
帮助我们有正确的反应。
To help us so that we will have the correct response.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
古约翰我刚才讲过，他是加拿大的人。
As I mentioned earlier, Jonathan Goforth is a Canadian.
他是19世纪到20世纪这个中间的这么一个人，是1859年到1936年。
He was born in 1859, died in 1936. So he lived during the span of the late 19th century and early 20th century.
他的妈妈是一个虔诚的一个信徒。
His mother was a devout Christian.
在家里面，他很注重属灵的教育。
His mother was emphasized Christian education at home.
他从小就教导孩子读圣经。
Ever since that they were young, she emphasized the importance of studying the Bible.
特别强调圣经里的诗篇。
Especially emphasizing on the Psalms.
那么她要她的儿女背诗篇。
And she required her children to memorize different Psalms.
跟她一同祷告。
To pray with her.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到吧，一个孩子能够爱主，妈妈有很大的影响。
So here we can see another example that for a child to love God, the mother has tremendous influence on that.
昨天我在跟这个团契的弟兄姊妹们分享。
And yesterday I had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters during fellowship time.
我说唐崇荣牧师他们一家这个。我不知道到底有多少个弟兄姊妹，至少有差不多八九个。
And this Pastor Tang, I don't know how many siblings he had, but probably 8 or 9.
全部的弟兄姊妹通通奉献侍奉神。
But all of their siblings offered their lives for full-time ministry.
这个当然是一件不寻常的事情。
And this is something that's more unique.
所以在多年前我曾经问过他，我说唐牧师，你能不能够解释怎么会你所有的弟兄姊妹现在都做传道人？
So a few years ago I had the opportunity to ask him this question. Why is it all of your siblings today are full-time ministers?
他说，我个人觉得我们的弟兄姊妹为什么都要传道，因为从小就跟我的妈妈每天晚上跪在客厅里的祷告。
And he says that personally, I believe that the reasons why my brothers and sisters, as well as myself, became full-time ministers is because ever since we were young, every night we would have the opportunity to kneel in the living room and pray together.
所以跟妈妈跪在一起祷告那件事情，一辈子都是深深地印在咱们脑子里头。
The scene of praying with their mother, kneeling and praying with their mother, has been engraved in their hearts.
所以很自然的，他们就会认识这位神，就会爱这位神。
So very naturally, they come to know who this God is, and they come to love this God.
所以当他们长大了之后，很自然的。 他们就奉献来侍奉神。
And so as they grew older, it became very natural for them to offer their lives to God.
古约翰，我不知道他有多少啊弟兄姊妹，但是他从小就跟妈妈在一起祷告。
I don't know how many siblings Jonathan Goforth had, but I know that ever since that he was young, he has been praying with his mother.
所以我们中间做妈妈的，不要忘记，你给孩子吃得好、穿得好、玩得好，倒不如跟他花点时间祷告。
So I'd like to just remind the mothers among us that it is, yes, it is important to give them good food and to educate them and to have fun with them, but it's more important to even spend time, more important to spend time praying with them.
你跟孩子一起玩，你跟孩子一起吃，一起啊，这个到什么地方去看，这些记忆孩子不一定记得。
As a child grows up, they might not always remember the places that you went, the places that you've eaten at.
当你跟孩子在一起祷告的时候，不断的祷告，常常的祷告，你的孩子会记得这件事情。
But if you pray consistently with your children, you spend the time to pray with them on a daily basis, a child will grow up remembering this.
古约翰18岁信主。
Jonathan Goforth came to know the Lord at the age of 18.
他在教会里头也很热心的服侍。
And he was very fervent in his service within the church.
但是他只想将来长大了之后做个律师，做个政治家。
But when he was growing up, he desired to be a lawyer or a politician.
可是有一天他读到Robert Murray McKinn 他的传记的时候，他的将来的志向改变了。
But one day he came across the biography of Robert Murray McKinn and his desire for his future career changed.
McKinn 是啊，我记得他是苏格兰的人，是一个很爱主的一个基督徒。
And McKinn himself is a Scottish Christian.
那么古约翰读了他的传记，感动他说，我应该要学他，要终身来侍奉神。
And after Jonathan Goforth read his biography, he came to this desire that he wanted to live a life like McKinn, to offer his life for God.
后来有一天他有机会听到马该医生在加拿大讲的一篇信息。
And one day he had an opportunity to hear Dr. McKay giving a sermon in Canada.
马该医生，我们从台湾来的应该都晓得。
And we should know who Dr. McKay is if you're from China.
马该，他曾经到台湾去，在那边宣道，在那边行医。
And because he had the opportunity earlier on in his life to spend some time in Taiwan to share the gospel and to practice medicine.
今天台湾为了纪念马该医生，还有一个叫做马该医院存在。
And there's even today to commemorate his presence in Taiwan. They even have a hospital named after him.
所以古约翰听到了马该医生的见证之后啊，他就想，他说，我不只是要做传道人，而且我要做开荒布道的工作。
And after he heard Dr. McKay his sermon and his sharing, Jonathan Goforth decided that not only is he going to become a missionary, but he's going to be a missionary that will be the first to a new place.
所以他就立定了心志，要到国外去开荒。
So he decided that his missionary will be done in other countries.
后来他又读到戴德森的这个传记。
And then later on, he read about the story of Hudson Taylor.
他就决心去中国做宣教士。
Then he decided that he is going to be a missionary in China.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到古约翰这一生的啊这种心智的这种转移，这种改变？
Do you see a pattern and how Jonathan Goforth has changed his desires within his life.
一个有心侍奉神的人，他的脑筋时时刻刻都在听圣灵的声音。
A person that desires to be used by God, he is constantly seeking the voice of the Spirit.
你跟我听到了马该的信息，不一定就要去做开荒布道人。
We might hear the same sermon by Dr. McKay, but do we really desire to go to a place where no other man has been to?
我们很多人都读过戴德生传。
Many of us have read the biography of Hudson Taylor.
但是有几个人像戴德生一样的跑到中国去布道，他整个的一生都给了中国。
How many of us are willing to become missionaries in China and to give our life for China?
儿子、女儿、太太都是死在中国。
His wife, his children all died in China.
最后自己也死在中国。
And even himself, he died in China.
所以古约翰决定去中国。
So that is why Goforth decided to go to China.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们，特别我们中间的年轻人，你们若是以爱神，你们若是愿意听神的声音，神就会给你机会，让你知道他在你身上的心意。
I hope brothers and sisters, especially the young brothers and sisters among us, that if you desire to love God and you desire the voice of God, God will tell you what His will is for you.
我想很多人都读过马该医生的写的东西，很多人都读过戴德生的传记。
I believe that among us, many have read the writings of Dr. McKay as well as the biography of Hudson Taylor.
只有有限的几个人是真正的受了感动，跟着他们的脚踪在侍奉神。
But very few among us has decided to follow after their footstep.
所以古约翰就不再要做律师了，他就到 Knox College， 这是加拿大的一个很著名的一个神学院。
So, Goforth, instead of becoming a lawyer, he started to attend Knox College, which is a famous seminary in Canada.
而且马上就开始到 Toronto 的贫民区去传福音。
Immediately, he went into the poor area, the rundown area in Toronto, and to share the gospel.
他没有等到要到中国去才去传福音。
He didn't wait until he was sent to China to start sharing the gospel.
今天许多人要做一个国外的宣教士，在自己的地方一动都不动。
Today, a lot of people want to be missionaries to foreign countries, but they themselves are inactive while they are in the States.
我真是不能够了解为什么国外的灵魂就重要，在你旁边的灵魂就不重要。
I could never understand why there is a greater value placed upon the lost souls of the foreigners rather than the lost souls that are around you.
Goforth, 这个古约翰，他这个到人家去敲门传福音有一个技巧。
Goforth has this method when he shares the gospel by knocking onpeople's doors.
我不晓得我们中间是不是有人愿意学这个方法。
And I'm not sure if this is something that we are willing to follow.
他到人家门上去敲门。
He goes to a door and he goes to a person's house and knocks on the door.
当然啊，这个所有的人都是比较小心，没有什么一听到敲门马上哇把个门大开，这很少有这种人。
And most people are very careful. They do not open the door immediately, but they're careful and see who's on the other side of the door.
你门上有个 peep hole 的时候，你现在你的看看到底是个什么人外面。
And so most people will look through the peep hole, see who's knocking on the door.
假如说是你没有那个洞的话，你把个门先开一点点，看看是什么人。
If you don't have the door, have a peep hole, then you would open up the door a little bit to peek out and see who is behind the door.
假如你一看是个传道人，门马上关起来。
If you see that it's a missionary, then you immediately slam the door.
古约翰知道。
And Goforth knows that.
所以他是一敲了门之后，人家一打门，他的一个脚就刺进去了。
And what Goforth would do was he would knock on the door, and as soon as the door opened, he would put his feet in there and to jam the door.
有些人不愿意开门。
Some people aren't willing to open up the door.
就把那个门拼命地往前挤。
And they would start squeezing the door, trying to close the door.
古约翰绝对不把那个脚抽回来。
But Goforth himself will never pull back his feet.
你可以把他的脚给这个压碎，他也不愿意把他的脚拉回来。
He could try to break his feet, but he will never pull his feet back.
所以他所去的这个所敲的门，每一个门最后都开。
So that is why every door that he knocked on, those doors would be open.
他一个暑假就探访了960个人。
During one summer, he was able to visit 960 homes.
So, 年轻的弟兄姊妹记得，古约翰一个暑假探访了960个人去传福音。
So, dear young people, one summer, Goforth was able to visit 960 families.
他平均每一个下午要带领三个人信主。
On an average, every afternoon, he would lead three people to Christ.
在1888年，加拿大的长老会差派古约翰做他们第一个宣教士。
In the year 1888, the Presbyterian Church in Canada sent forth Goforth as their first missionary.
目的地中国大陆。
Destination, China.
弟兄姊妹，我每读到这些宣教士的这个故事，我就不能不心里面感谢我的神。
Every time I come across these stories on missionaries, I can't help but give thanks to God.
我还没有信主的时候，我很讨厌神。
Before I became a Christian, I hated God.
我觉得神对中国人很不公平。
I always felt that God was unfair to Chinese.
这世界上有很多富强的国家，那我们中国那个时候在几十年前是很穷的。
There are a lot of powerful and wealthy countries in the world, but in those days, China was extremely poor and weak.
那我就这个心里面这个说这个神很不公平。
And I always thought that this God was an unjust God.
很不喜欢我们中国人。
He's actually a God that dislikes Chinese.
等到我信了主之后，我读了这许许多多的宣教士的这些生平的传记。
But after I became a Christian and started reading these biographies of these missionaries,
我发现在这许许多多的这个有历代有名的宣教士，他们第一个要去的地方就是中国。
And I realized that these famous missionaries, their number one desired destination was China.
David Livingston, 他不是要到非洲去的，他是要到中国去的。
David Livingston, he himself, though he ended up in Africa, he actually wanted to go to China.
William Carey 也是要去中国的。
William Carey was going to China.
最后 wind up 到去了印度。
Ended up being in India.
但是这些人曾经开始都是要去中国宣教。
But these famous missionaries, when they started off, they all desired to go to China.
当他们打开世界的地图看，中间有一大块的地方没有神。
When they opened up the world map and they see this big territory right in the middle of the map that does not know God.
几乎大部分的这个宣教士，他首先他们的这个立志都是要去中国宣教。
So the first desire for these missionaries is to go to that middle kingdom.
因此上，不知道有多少的外国的宣教士死在中国，在中国付上了他们一生的代价。
And there are countless missionaries that spend their, that gave their entire lives for China to a point where they died in China.
所以到了那个时候，我才知道神不只是没有亏待中国人，神太爱中国人。
And at that moment, I came to realize that not only did God not miss mistreat Chinese, but God loves Chinese.
古约翰他就立定了心志要去中国。
Goforth desired to go to China.
他的一生都送在中国。
And his entire life was spent in China.
等一下我们就看到了他为了中国付上了什么代价。
And later on, we will see the price that he paid to be in China.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们中国人实在要在神的面前低头敬拜感谢他。So
as a Chinese, we need to come humbly before God and to thank Him.
他在1888年，这个接受了差遣到中国去。And
in 1888, he was sent by the church to go to China.
在那个时候，一个教会差遣一个宣教士要开欢送会。In
those days, when a missionary was sent by a church, they would have this banquet.
弟兄姊妹，现在到中国十几个小时。Nowadays,
it takes about 10 plus hours to get into China.
古约翰的时候，我相信也是。 要相当长的一段时间坐船去中国。And
I believe that during Goforth time, it was probably significantly longer because they had to go by sea.
戴德森从英国去中国，从大西洋绕过了非洲南部的好望角，转过头来经过了印度洋，然后到了中国要走半年。
When Hudson Taylor left England, went through the Atlantic Ocean, went down to through Africa, through Cape Cod, went up through the Indian Ocean, and then into China, that whole voyage took half a year.
Cape of Good Hope, 好望角，这是非洲南部的一个，是世界上的海浪最凶险的一个地方。
And the southern part of Africa, Cape of Good Hope, is the southernmost place of the African continent, and is known for its great big waves.
为什么要叫它好望角?
And why do they call it the Cape of Good Hope?
因为在大西洋的这个海浪是很凶险的。
Because the waves in the Atlantic Ocean is extremely dangerous.
特别是在两个洋
Especially where the two oceans meet together.
一过了好望角，进了太平洋，风浪就几乎没有了。Because
once you pass the Cape of Good Hope and you enter into the Pacific Ocean, then the waves subside.
那就是为什么太平洋叫做太平洋。And
that is why the Pacific Ocean bears its name.
走路就是说在船上要坐半年。And
the voyage takes about 6 months.
而且随时都有翻船的危险。And
at any time, the boat could sink.
所以当戴德森离开这个英国的时候，在码头上，他的妈妈痛哭流涕。
So when Hudson Taylor was leaving England, his mother was crying on the pier.
她没有把握这一生还能够再见到这个儿子。She
wasn't sure if she will ever hear from this son again.
这个儿子离了家也没有把握还能够再回到英国。And
if the son leaves, there is no guarantee that he will be able to return safely.
我相信古约翰的教会所以开欢送会，是因为他们没有把握还能不能再见到古约翰。And
the reason why the sending church for Goforth had this banquet was because they were unsure if they will ever see this person again.
他在欢送会里的听了一件事情。And
while at the banquet, he heard something.
这个教会里头曾经送了一个宣教士出去。And
that this church also sent a missionary out before.
去的地方是非洲。And
he was sent to Africa.
当他们欢送这个宣教士的时候，他们保证 这是你去了，我们用祷告支持你。
And they said when they were sending this missionary to Africa, during the banquet, they told this missionary that as we send you there, our prayers will be there to support you.
这是一对年轻的夫妇。
And it was not a single missionary, but it was a missionary couple.
他到了非洲之后，在那个地方生了孩子。
And this young couple, when they went to Africa, they had their children.
但是孩子没有长大。
But the child was not able to grow.
孩子也死了，太太也死了。
The child died, the wife died.
自己在非洲染上了一个不治之症。
And the missionary himself was also had an incurable disease while he was in Africa.
所以他不能再留在非洲宣教了。
So he wasn't able to stay in Africa to be a missionary.
他就回到自己的教会。
So he returned back to his own church.
第一件事情，他就参加教会的祷告会。
And the first thing that he did was he returned and started attending the prayer meetings of the church.
他在祷告会里头才发现，原来这个教会把他送到非洲之后，就把他通通给忘记了。
And one thing he realized was that after the church sent him to Africa, they forgot about them.
那些祷告的应许完全没有执行。
Those promises of prayer was never fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们送宣教士到国外去，我们有没有用祷告来支持他们？
So, dear brothers and sisters, when we send our missionaries to foreign countries, do our prayers follow with them?
这是我们至少该做的，也实在是应该做的。
This is a bare minimum we have to do, and it's also something that we should do.
卢耀汉在中国开荒布道，先后四十多年。
Go forth as a pioneer in a pioneer mission.A missionary in China spent 40 years in China.
他的工厂在河北的北河南的北部、河北的南部以及东三省。
His territory in which he shared was doing his missions work was basically 河北、河南 as well as the Manchuria area.
我们知道在当时啊是。满清还没有灭亡，他刚去的时候。
And at that time, the Qing Dynasty was still in existence.
当时的百姓对外面的外国人是相当的反感。
And the people at that time were discriminatory toward foreigners.
政府就告诉百姓要他们散布谣言。
So the local officials will have them start.Have the people start spreading rumors?
他说这个洋鬼子是拐我们的小孩子的。
And it says that these white ghosts are there to steal our children.
我做小孩子的时候还听到这样子的谣传。
And when I was a kid, I also heard these rumors.
洋鬼子给的东西不能吃啊。
These white devils, these foreign white devils, whatever they give you, you cannot eat them.
你吃了他的东西，你就失去了知觉，你就跟着他走啊。
Because if you eat the things that they give you, you will lose consciousness and you will just follow them.
所以百姓们对这些洋鬼子是起了极重的反感。
So the people in those days had this dislike toward these foreign devils.
最这个明显的最容易的目标就是宣教士。
And the easiest target are the missionaries.
这些宣教士也不带枪，也没有什么这个自卫的东西，所以到了乡下去都是被打。
So these missionaries, because they themselves do not carry any weapons, so whenever they go and go on their mission trip to smaller villages, they are always beaten up.
到了1900年，这里就是这个义和团或者义和拳作乱的时候。
And during in the year 1900, that was a time when there was a local rebellion against foreigners.
他们的目的就是要消灭一切的外国人。
And their purpose was to chase out, to eliminate all foreigners within China.
当然包括了宣教士。
And of course, this includes the missionaries.
因此上古约翰常常就是被暴民责打。
So go forth, oftentimes were beaten by the peasants.
至少就是拒绝跟他往来。
At the bare minimum, they would refuse to have interactions with him.
在义和团作乱的时候，他被棍子打，被刀砍，他几乎都送命。
And during this rebellion, during this period of rebellion, Goforth was not only beaten, he was stabbed, and he almost lost his life.
古约翰不但没有离开中国，古约翰继续的爱中国人。
Not only did Goforth not leave the country, but his love for the country even increased.
我在 Cincinnati 的时候，那时候认识一位宣教士。
And while I was in Cincinnati, I came to know this missionary.
那时候他已经八十岁。
At that time, he was 80 years old.
他住在芝加哥。
He was from Chicago.
我们请他讲道，他带着太太两个人。开了个老爷车，从芝加哥一直到 Cincinnati 要开六个小时。
And this old couple, when we invited them to preach, to come preach to us, this old couple in their 80s drove their old car, drove 6 hours from Chicago to Cincinnati.
那么老爷车一到了我家门口啊，就不大能动了。
By the time they finished their trip to our house, my house.The car was no longer able to move.
所以他每一次到了这个 Cincinnati, 住在我家里的第一件事情，我就跟他 tune 那个车子。
Every time that he came to Cincinnati, the first thing that I would do for him was to tune up his car.
假如我不 tune 那个车子，他开不回去。
Because if I do not retune the engine, he would not be able to return home.
这一位老先生，他叫 Bergstrom, 啊，他。在中国出生的。
This old missionary, his name is Bergstrom, he was actually born in China.
他也是在中国结婚的。
He was actually married in China.
他是瑞典人。
He's a Swiss.
No, Swedish. Swedish. 瑞典呢不是瑞士。
Oh.
Swedish.
Oh, he was Swedish.
Yeah, it's not Swiss. Yeah. 所以他们啊，从小就这个在中国传福音。
And ever since he was young, he'd been sharing the gospel in China.
在义和团的时候，他太太的全家都被中国人杀死。
That during the 义和团 rebellion period, his wife's family was killed by the rebellion.
他们继续留在中国。继续爱中国人的灵魂。
But they stayed in China. They continued to love the people of China.
中国共产党来了之后把他们赶走。
When the communists took over the country, they kicked them out of the country.
他就跑到台湾去宣教。
Then he went to Taiwan to continue his work.
又跑到这个朝鲜啊南韩，在那个地方有一个电台，继续的向中国大陆。去传福音。
And he continued to work in this, in South Korea during that time to that broadcast mission, gospel message into China.
到了退休之后啊，这个已经八十岁，听说我们在 Cincinnati 有个聚会要请他，他还是来。
And after he retired and moved back to Chicago, and he heard that there was a Chinese church in Cincinnati that was inviting him, he decided to come.
继续的爱中国人。
He continued his love for Chinese people never relented.
古约翰也是这样子。
And Goforth is like that too.
你不能想象，我们小孩子的时候，对洋鬼子简直深恶痛绝。
As a child, when we were growing up, we were afraid and we were fearful and we hated these foreign devils.
我记得我曾经告诉你， 我小时候曾经跟几个顽皮捣蛋的那个年轻人专门就到我们当地一个医院里头去把这个医生一个美国医生的儿子拖出来打。
And I know I've shared with brothers and sisters before that when I was a kid and I would use to have my friends with the, a few friends of mine, we would go to the local hospital and we would pull out the child of a missionary and we would beat him up.
这个孩子被我们打了没有办法，但是他也不能够一天到晚关在医院里的，所以他爸爸妈妈就跟他用木头做了一个帽子。
And this child, because he did not want to stay, all holed up inside the hospital, his parents actually made a wooden helmet for him.
所以我们那时候就最喜欢把那个孩子拖出来，就在他的帽子上腾腾腾就能打。
And when, so one of our favorite pastimes in those days was to pull this kid out and we'd start beating up on him.
等到我信主之后，我在神的面前，我实在觉得我太不像样了，太大的一个罪人。
And after I became a Christian and I came before God and I realized what a great sinner I was.
虽然我是个孩子，
even though I was a child,
但是这个罪性在那个地方。
But the nature of sin was still within me.
人家外国人做医生跑到你这里来帮你的忙。
A foreigner, a physician, coming to the local area to help you.
你把他们当仇敌在这里对待。
But yet, we treated them like enemies.
这是宣教士们他们所有的经历。
And this is the typical experience of a missionary.
古约翰四个儿女
Goforth had four children,
都病死在中国。
They all died of various diseases in China.
我们现在要是死了一个孩子，赶快搬家。
Today, if one of our child dies, then we move.
宣教士死就死在工厂上。
And if you're a missionary, where you die is you die at the factory, at the place that you work.
这一种爱你怎么解释？
How do you explain this love?
他也没有拿你的钱，也没有啊受你的这个欢迎啊善待，他继续的留在那里嘛，被你打来告诉你神爱你。
He receives no benefits from people from you. He receives no thanks, no appreciation. When he's there, you treat them as enemies. Yet because of their love, they stay there.
你没有办法解释神的爱是什么样子的爱。
That is why we cannot explain what kind of love God has.
宣教士只不过把神的爱的一点点表现在我们的面前。
All the missionaries do is they share a little bit, a glimpse of what God's love truly is.
这是他们所能够做的。
Because this is what they are able to do.
这些事情都不能够拦阻古约翰拼命的传福音。
Despite all these, none of this prevented Goforth from continuing to share the gospel.
他带着病也要到处去跑。
While sick, while in illness, he would continue to go to various villages.
常常没有钱，没有人力。
Oftentimes without money, without help.
他完全靠着祷告。
And the only way he was able to sustain himself was through prayer.
弟兄姊妹，是什么让宣教士有这样子的爱心，有这样子的毅力？
What sustains a missionary? What gives them such great willpower?
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
神是听祷告的。
For God is a God that listens to prayer.
在古约翰的身上，神迹奇事不断的出现。
That thus miracles continue to occur in Goforth's life.
有一位澳洲 Australia 一个姊妹从来没有见过古约翰。
There was a sister that was from Australia who has never met Goforth.
常常寄大批的钱给古约翰，让支持。 他的工作。
She would send large sums of money to financially support him.
在那个时候，那个姊妹每次寄给他50英镑。
Every time she would send money, it was over 50 English pounds at that time.
在1900年的时候，50英镑是相当值钱的。
In the early 20th century, 50 pounds was a lot of money.
从来没见过古约翰。
This was a person that never met Goforth.
在一个聋人莫义中心的一个小村子里头，古约翰布道。
And in this small village, a farmer village, Goforth was sharing the gospel.
布道所的旁边就是个赌场。
And right next to where he was sharing the gospel, there was a gambler hall.
弟兄姊妹，我很伤心的讲，中国人太爱赌钱。
And it's unfortunate that Chinese enjoy gambling too much.
现在跑到南加州来开赌场的，大都是中国人。
And most of the people that are engaged with the casino, involved with the casinos locally, that are investing in casinos, are Chinese.
因为中国人本身就喜欢赌钱。
Because Chinese enjoy gambling.
所以弟兄姊妹，我才这么样子的极力的反对。Las Vegas.
And that is why I discourage brothers and sisters from visiting Las Vegas.
多多少少的家庭因为赌钱而分散。
How many families were broken because of gambling?
这个赌场开在布道所的旁边。
This casino was held right next to the this evangelist center.
奇妙的一件事情就是这个布道会的人不说，哦，这里有个赌场，我们跑开一点吧。
And what is strange was that these people that worked in this for this mission did not decide that, oh, there's a casino next to me, let's move away.
这个开布道所人的，我们就要在赌场的隔壁来布道。
But rather, the person that was in charge of this gospel center said, since there is a casino here, let's establish the casino. The gospel center right next to them.
因为在赌场的隔壁，所以赌徒啊，有的时候也来听。
And because we're next to the casino, so some of the gamblers will come and listen to the message.
赌徒听过了以后啊，赌场就关了门了。
And after a while, if the gamblers continue to listen, the casino will close and shuts its door.
连那个开赌场的那个场主，起先就恨这个基督徒，说就是你们来。搞得我生意都没有了。
The original owner or the operator of the casino used to hate Christians because he said, because of your presence, we are losing patrons. But
当他听到福音的时候，他自己也做了基督徒。
But when he heard the gospel, he himself became a Christian.
他有一个同工，姓苏的，是个赌徒。
And Goforth has a coworker who was an ex-gambler. His name was Sue.
他这个还在赌这个赌钱的时候啊，他经过了布道所，那时候是搭帐篷的，所以他一看到一个帐篷，大概以为里头是马戏团在里头。
And this brother, before he came to know Christ, while he was walking to the casino, he saw the gospel center, which was held inside a tent. And he thought that inside that tent, there was probably a circus.
我就想也许我们应该到 Fontana 去，搭起帐篷来这布道。
And so recently I've been thinking, maybe if we are going to open a gospel center in Fontana, maybe we should set up a tent.
就是人一看，哦，这里马戏团来了。
Maybe people will think that, hey, there's a circus coming in there.
所以他就心里的好奇。他进去听，进去看。
So this person was curious and walked into the tent.
他一进了 tent， 神就抓住他。
The minute he walked into the tent, God grabbed hold of him.
这个姓苏的以后这一辈子成为古约翰的最忠心的一个同工。
And this brother Sue, because after that moment, became the most faithful co-worker that Goforth had in China.
在1917年之后，古约翰到处出去宣道。
After 1917, Goforth would go to various places to share the gospel.
圣灵动工，到处听的人都流泪悔改。
And wherever he went, because the Spirit was with him, that people would repent and come to know God.
他聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹听了，最短三小时。
His shortest gatherings are 3 hours.
我们这里弟兄姊妹一下子就看钟，一下看表，哎，就怎么还没有完了？他那里至少三小时这个步道。
Oftentimes, ourselves, after a few half an hour, we start looking at our watch, looking at the clock. But over there in those times, go forth wherever he went, minimum of 3 hours.
他曾经有机会在当时军阀的那个军队里头布道。
And even during those times, he had the opportunity to share among the local, 军阀
的军阀，
the warlords.
Warlord.
Among the warlords.
是这你们都听过，我想年纪大一点的应该知道，冯玉祥啊，被称为缉毒将军呢，你们知道吗？
There was a warlord. His name was last name was surname was Feng, and he was known as the Christian general.
那么他就曾经把古约翰请到他军队里头去布道。
And once he actually invited Goforth to minister within his troops.
一次，他为900多个军官施洗。
Once he actually baptized over 900 generals or army officers.
所以这些都是圣灵的工作。
And these are all the work of the Holy Spirit.
到了1927年这个时候，他68岁。
At the age of 68 in the year 1927,
他曾经回到加拿大短修，然后又回到中国。
He returned back to Canada for a short break and then returned back to China.
那个时候他68岁。
At that time he was 68 years old.
到了东三省的四平街开始在那里布道。
And he started evangelizing in Manchuria.
在那个地方他的工作蒙神祝福，每年受他洗的人多少人？上千人。
And annually, his work was extremely blessed by God. So every year, he was able to baptize over 1,000 people.
我们这里十几个人受洗就，哎呀，太多了。
Oftentimes, when we baptize here and we have 10 people, we think, oh, it's a lot of people.
从前那些开荒布道的，他们一次几十。几百人受洗。
These pioneer missionaries, when they were sharing the gospel, when they were baptizing people, it was in the hundreds and the thousands of people.
70岁之后，他两个眼睛慢慢的失明了。
When he got into his 70s, he slowly lost his sight.
他还是继续的讲道。
He continued to share the gospel.
一直到他75岁。
Until the age of 75.
到了那时候，他不能不回加拿大了。
And it was at the age of 75 that he had no choice but return back to Canada.
但他临走的时候，中国的基督徒一大群集中在火车站的这个站台上来欢送他。
And when he was ready to leave, thousands of Christians gathered at the train station to send him.
这些人都看着他这两个老人走，痛哭失声。
And when Goforth was leaving, these Christians were crying.
可是古约翰已经看不到他们了。
However, unfortunately, Goforth could no longer see them anymore.
因为他眼睛完全瞎了。
Because at that time he was already blind.
弟兄姊妹，这个应该是很动人的一件事情。
And this is a moving scene.
他听到人的哭声，他已经看不到下面到底是谁。
He hears the voice of this cry, but he himself cannot see.
回到加拿大之后，我们都以为他要在家里的休息了。
When he returned back to Canada, everybody assumed that he was just going to rest at home.
可是他在加拿大继续的领聚会。
But he continued leading gatherings when he was in Canada.
一直到1936年他死的那一天，他没有停止侍奉。
Until the day he died in 1936, he never stopped his service toward God.
神很恩待他，让他死在睡觉的时候。
And God had tremendous mercy on him that he died in his sleep.
我在神的面前就有这个祷告。
And that is the same prayer that I have before God.
我希望我能够有这个福气。在睡觉里头到主那里去。
I pray that I will be blessed in the same way that it is in my sleeps that God will carry and take me home.
古约翰的这一生，我可以这样子来结论。
And this is how I will summarize the life of Goforth.
他是极力的奔跑。
He ran continuously.
有聚会，他必定要领。
If there is a gathering, he wants to be there.
他侍奉主到最后的一口气。
He served God until his last breath.
他在神的面前是完全的奉献。
He offered himself completely before God.
他死了之后，他家里边没有任何的产业。
When he left this world, he had nothing to leave behind.
他的妻子死了，他的儿女在宣教的工厂死了。他也顾不着。
His wife and his children all died in the missions field.
他对神全心的信靠。
He completely relied on God.
他相信神必定会供应一切。
He believed that God will constantly provide.
他也深信神必定会保守他的儿女。
And he believed that God will take care of his own.
所以弟兄姊妹，我称古约翰是个宣道的楷模。
And that is why I consider Goforth a model missionary.
这样子的宣教士是真心的，真正蒙神呼召的宣教士。
This missionary was indeed truly called by God.
我讲老实话，我觉得今天的宣教士在神的面前，在人的面前实在太差。
To be truthful, I feel that a lot of the missionaries that we see today, the quality of their work is not very good.
现在的宣教士到工厂去，先要研究那个工厂是什么光景。每一个月要有多少的这个费用，这个可不可以买一辆汽车等等等等的条件。
Nowadays, a lot of missionaries, before they are sent to a factory, they do a lot of research to see what kind of living lifestyle that they will have, what kind of living expense that they will have before they decide.
三年、四年要回来休息一年。
After 3 or 4 years, they need to have their sabbatical.
他们忘记了当初戴德森是怎么样子到中国去的。
They forgot how Hudson Taylor lived his life.
他们忘记了古约翰是怎么样子在中国侍奉的。
They forgot how Jonathan Goforth served Chinese.
他们有呼召就去了。
They were called, they left.
没有任何的条件。
No reasons.
全部的奉献。
They offered their completely.
包括自己的全家，自己的生命。
They offered their family. They offered their life.
这个叫做宣道的楷模。
This is a model missionary.
我真是巴不得在今天的世界上，我们还可以看到很多这样子的宣教士。
I truly desire that we will be able to encounter this kind of missionaries in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我要总结一句话：神 是最好的一位。
I want to summarize this by saying God is the best.
我们去宣教是为了爱神的原因。
We become missionaries because of God.
因为我们知道神爱人。
Because we know that God loves people.
所以我们也爱人。
And that is why we love people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我坚决地相信，我们基督徒一切的信的根基都是出乎我们爱神。
That is why, as a Christian, I believe that Christians, for all things that Christians do, is because of our love for God.
你若是真正的认识神，真正的信奉这位神，你什么都愿意为他摆上。
If you truly love this God, if you truly trust this God, you are willing to offer your all to this God.
你不会说是考虑自己的利害。
You will not think about what benefits yourselves.
所以我真是盼望今天能够有更多的古约翰。
I would like to see more Jonathan Goffords in this world.
我也盼望我们的教会支持更多的宣教士像古约翰。
And I desire that our church will continue to support missionaries that are like Goffords.
也盼望弟兄姊妹，我们为像古约翰这样子的宣教士多多的祷告，多多的奉献。
And that brothers and sisters, what we can do is continue to pray and offer financial support for these missionaries.
也盼望弟兄姊妹，我们能够从这些宣教士的身上能够看到那位支持他的神是什么样子的一位神。
And I desire that brothers and sisters will be able to see that the God that is behind these missionaries, what kind of God he is.
我可以很坦白地讲，我们的神值得我们奉献一生。
I can boldly proclaim that the God that I believe in, that we believe in, is a God that is worthy of our lives.
我们也应该在这位爱我们的神、爱人的神的面前奉献我们的一切。
And we should be able to be willing to offer our all to this God that loves men.
传福音是神在每一个儿女身上的盼望。
To share the gospel, to share the good news is a desire of God for all his children.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要等到将来你做了大名鼎鼎的外国的宣教士，你才去传福音。
Don't wait until you become famous before you become a missionary.
你要像古约翰一样的，一旦知道神要呼召你，你开始就宣道。
If you know that God is calling you, it is now that you start sharing the gospel.
在我们的周围，不知道有多少要听福音的人。
There are so many lost souls around us.
我们不必要等到中国大陆去。才传福音。
We don't need to wait until our calling to go back to China.
在我们的周围，就有很多人是我们传福音的对象。
There are many opportunities that are around us.
所以我盼望古约翰的例子能够激励我们，向这些人去传福音。
So、the story of Jonathan Goforth will be an encouragement to.Encourage us to share the gospel.
他已经给了我们一个榜样。
He already gave us a model.
敲了门以后，脚就伸进去。
That if you, when he knocks the door, he puts his feet in there.
It works every time. 我们同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们为这些爱你的、侍奉你的、忠心的仆人赞美你。
Lord, we thank you for servants of yours that love you, that are faithful to you.
盼望这些榜样能够激励我们更多的、更忠心的向前。
May these examples be able to encourage us so that we can faithfully follow after you.
帮助我们放下世上的包袱。
Help us to drop the burdens of this world.
我们太多的包袱背在身上。
We are carrying way too many bags.
我们太不舍得放弃这个，放弃那个。
We are unwilling to let go.
求主让我们知道最宝贝的是我们对神的爱。
But Lord, help us realize that it is your love that is most precious to us.
让我们为着爱神的缘故，我们愿意放下世上的事物的一切的追求。
And because of our love for you, we are willing to forsake the things of this world.
他应得到我们这样子的侍奉。
That you indeed deserve this type of service from us.
我们求主能够继续的在我们每一个人的心里面动工。
I pray that you will continue to work within every one of our hearts.
这一个月，主啊，你借着这些福音的信息，能够激励我们快跑跟随你。
And Lord, that in this following month, that through these testimonies, that we will be able to be encouraged to follow after you.
在我们的身上荣耀你自己。
That in our lives, your name is glorified.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.